This is a story of boy meets girl. Tom meets Summer on January 8th. He knows almost immediately she's who he's been searching for. This is a story of boy meets girl. But you should know up front, this is not a love story.
Tom Hansen is a melancholy young man who writes greeting cards for a living and dreams of finding the ideal mate. When Summer Finn comes to work at the same office, he is smitten, as are most men who meet her. But Summer warns him from the start, she's not looking for a relationship.
So you have a boyfriend?
No. Who needs it? We're young, might as well have fun while we can.
Wait. What happens if you fall in love?
You don't believe that, do you?
What? It's love, it's not Santa Claus.
They start dating, and in Tom's eyes, Summer is his perfect match.
I'm in love with Summer. I love her smile. I love her hair. I love her knees.
This is not good.
Sure enough, as his best friend warns, he's headed for heartbreak.
I think we should stop seeing each other.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Start from the beginning and tell us what happened.
500 Days of Summer begins at the end of the romance and easily switches back and forth between the different stages of the love affair. Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays Tom.
It feels real because the movie's about how real life feels more than how real life objectively is.
Zooey Deschanel, who co-stars as Summer, thinks that sense of reality meshes well with the non-linear approach to telling the story.
There are films that I've seen that are like very earnest romances, but I think the sincerity of this piece mixed with the way that it's told very like whimsically with lots of humor and taking advantage of the fact that it's cinema, I think that is what sort of makes it extra special.
Okay, what else you got?
Well, you snore.
No, I don't.
You do?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, you do too.
Oh, I definitely do.
And your feet reek.
That one time.
Every time.
That one time.
No, that one time especially, but every time. And when you wake up, your hair sticks up like that.
One of the things I liked about this film is that it's very, very subjective. So this is all from Tom's point of view. This is what he believes about Summer. And it's hinted, you know, I feel like in the film, that not everything he perceives or that the narrator says is totally the truth. It's a romanticized version of the truth.
How would this actually happen in real life was a real sort of guiding light for us. So that was what was underneath it. We were trying to have some sort of emotional truth rather than reach for the joke.
Director Mark Webb makes his feature film debut with 500 Days of Summer. He says the comedy within the story, like the story itself, draws on emotions with which he hopes audiences can easily empathize.
When I read the script for the first time, I had a certain emotional reaction to it. It's a romantic comedy with a male protagonist, which is unconventional. It's told out of order, again, which is unconventional. But when I read it, I had an emotional response to it. And I was like, if I can deliver that to the audience, then I will have done my job.
Gordon-Levitt grew up going for the laughs on the successful TV comedy Third Rock from the Sun, and he enjoys this film's balance of humor and seriousness.
I think that the boundaries between drama and comedy are sort of questionable. I think that's one of the strengths of 500 Days of Summer, is that, yeah, it's a comedy, but it comes with the same emotional honesty as a good drama, and it makes the funnier parts funny.
We've been like Sid and Nancy for months now.
Summer, Sid stabbed Nancy 7 times at the kitchen. I mean, we have some disagreements, but I hardly think I'm Sid Vicious.
No, I'm Sid.
Oh, so I'm Nancy.
500 Days of Summer is co-written by Scott Neustadter and Michael Weber. The film was shot on location in and around Los Angeles, but not the tourist attractions. It shows the L.A. that local residents know. The soundtrack is pop and rock hit music from the 1980s to the present. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
Good times for a change. See, the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me, let me, let me
let me get what I want this time.